We are, we're going to be doing some different things as we launch CoLab 432, this new expression of Youth with a Mission into Latvia. One of the things we're going to be doing, though, is just actually some of these things, sharing food with people and time and coming as learners. That's one of the things we need to do. So we're going to be learning language a lot with people in their homes as a way also of communicating their value, that we're not, you know, from the United States and we're going to teach you English and teach you everything you need to know. But like respect, you know, like, hey, we want to learn from you guys. So there's a bunch of things we're going to do. We're very excited, actually. God's been meeting us in a lot of ways. We have some youth that are going to be joining us as a part of our core team now. There's a couple, actually, we're leaving 2 days for a wedding in Ohio. A couple that's going to be joining us at the end of this year that will join us. And we'll be leaving at the end of this month to begin. And as we get started, we're going to be teaching a little bit in Norway as well. God's doing, I think I've shared here about that before, maybe a little bit, but some very cool things happening in Norway with just openness to the Word, particularly. A year ago, we were there doing an open Bible study for anybody from the community. And we had, it was easily 100 people just show up. Some of them driving for more than an hour and a half to get there. And people not just from Norway, but from Iraq, from all over the place, that were just like, what is the Bible? How does this, what is God doing with the Bible? So it's funny because we don't think, even for me, that was surprising. I went to teach a class for a couple of weeks there, and then we did this open community thing, and it was like tons of interest. So please keep that in your prayers. That will be in August, actually. So we'll be leaving in July. We'll go in August to Norway. And then we'll come back and hit the ground in Latvia and keep things going there. So I feel like I had just something on my heart that I want to share. And it's a scripture, and then I didn't even have time to look up the reference. Or I had time, but I didn't use the time for that, which value obligates, right? Okay. and it's this, though. It says, I wrote down part of it. And so somebody can maybe help me. I hope I don't misquote this. It says, don't grow weary in well-doing, for you will surely reap a harvest if you do not give up. And maybe you can help me, somebody, if you have a phone that mine doesn't connect to the internet automatically, but someone who does could even know the reference and you could write it down. But I just had that that on my heart, I think, for here, for Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Galatians 6:9. It's like a classic. That's like if you were in a Bible quiz and you were on a winning team, you would have known that already. So, okay, that's good. Don't grow weary in doing good, for you will surely reap a harvest if you do not give up. And I just think it's an encouragement from the Lord to us, you know, that he wants us to hear that. Don't grow weary in doing good. And I was very excited to hear actually about the outreach thing, you know. And that's not the only expression of doing good. Doing right is a process we're learning about always from the Lord. What does it mean to do right in this situation, right? But that we are not meant to grow weary in that process, to become weary of that question even, right? Sometimes it could be just, I don't want to even have to ask or have to have that posture of a student. I just want to do what I want to do. It's like, no, don't grow weary in that. That's a good process to keep asking, because you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. So there's a definite reward for that posture, that interrogative posture with the Lord, that question, God, how do I do right? How do I do good in this situation? That will, in time, produce a good result. It's not always immediate, though. The fact that he says, don't grow weary, lets us know that would be possible, right? In other words, it's possible to grow weary. It might not, the results might not be instantaneous, but it's important to not grow weary over time. So, yeah, I just think that's for us. I know it's for me right now. It's this idea of don't give up. I know in all these things that God's been putting on our hearts for this new kind of launch, I have felt at a few points like I want to give up before I start, actually. You know, it would be easier to not try. And in just processing that with the Lord, I felt just his encouragement to say, John, don't give up. Don't give up. It's not, you're not meant to give up. So, but I think this particular scripture, and this is Galatians 6:9, I just felt it on my heart for here today. So, yeah. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Before you leave, can we have the elders come up? We want to pray with John. Come on up here. And family.
Yeah, thank you. I think.
Please, if you will. Willing.
Elliot, Bente.
Come on up.
Annie's out. Oh, she's coming. She's coming. Go, Annie. Go.
I'll start out, Lord God, Heavenly Father, you've chosen and called this family, Lord, to step forward in your love and your mercy and extend it to other people. Lord, we pray upon this family an anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, may your Spirit be upon them and fall on them, Lord, and may your Spirit open paths and open doors, Lord, and anoint, Lord, the hearts of all those they're going to touch. Lord, work through them, we pray in your name. We also pray a hedge of protection, Lord. Be with everyone and just keep them safe and meet every one of their needs, Lord. There is no need, there is no obstacle which you cannot overcome, Lord God. In you, all things are possible, Lord. May they always stand in that, Lord, and may they always be encouraged, and may their confidence in you, Lord, never fail. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, give them strength. Give them courage, Lord. Give them the needs, the financial needs, Lord. Bless them with places to stay and places where they can be, where their needs can be met, Lord. And bless the people that help them on that path.
Mm-hmm. Lord, help them to never grow weary. Help them to just trudge on through the long days and just to always seek your way, your truth, and to share that with everybody they meet.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I pray that you would prepare the ears and the hearts of those people who will receive your word through John and his ministry. I pray that you would prepare their hearts for the ministry of your Spirit that will flow through John and touch them. I pray that you would grant them favor in the eyes of everyone that they meet, every situation, every circumstance. And in Jesus' name we rebuke and bind any compromising spirit, any spirit of Satan or the enemy that would limit or inhibit or hinder the ministry and the work that you want to do and the glory that you want to receive through this man.
Thank you, Lord God.
Heavenly Father, let your mercies be new each and every day, and through their highs and their lows, help them to learn and know what you are teaching them and teaching those around them through each and every step of this this process, this adventure, this direction that you're taking them on. And Lord, we just pray that your grace just flows through them and touches many, many lives.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we've already been blessed at Lamb of God for this ministry that you've established, Lord. They've blessed us, and may we bless them, and may we continually remember them in prayer and lift them up to you. In your name we pray. Amen. Go forward in the power and spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.